Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Lucas Live. My name is Lucas Tendo. I'm here with the beautiful Juanita Gray. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm super excited to have you here live in studio. We are doing, so Lucas Live started 4 years ago, almost to the day. It was like a few days ago, 4 years ago. And it was all live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, which was Periscope at the time, and LinkedIn. And I've been pretty busy. So I've decided to start recording live episodes because we're live, but recording them and then putting them out there. I'm really excited about it. And you were one of the first people I thought of to call because I love what you do. We have a partnership. We're going to be working together. And I'm excited to tell the world about it. How do you feel about being here on the podcast today?
I feel really good. Honestly, I'm a little nervous.
That's fair. That's
I'm just excited to have a conversation with you and talk on the podcast and, tell everyone what's going on.
I love that. And everybody who comes on is a little nervous. It's okay. By the end, they realize it's just a conversation. We're going to have a fun conversation. Yes, people will see the output of that conversation. You know, you have a lot of conversations with people that nobody's ever going to see.
Right.
So you're not like worried about it. Like, what did I say? Did I say something about my cousin? I don't know. But we're going to just talk and think about it. Now, your expertise is social media from a marketing perspective. Talk to me a little bit about your background in that.
Yeah. So I actually just graduated from Walsh University in 2022.
Congratulations. Let me hit the air horn. Let's go. All right. Let's go.
Yeah. So a fun fact, I actually changed my major five times because I didn't know what I wanted to do. So
five times. Crazy. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All good.
Eventually I ended up landing on social media marketing. And it was really just something that I felt like I was able to put creativity into, but also I was just so fascinated with working with businesses, big and small. So it was the perfect major for me to be able to, you know, dive in with both of those aspects. And so I really started early on with social media marketing. I had a hair braiding business because I was trying to get my coins.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. I was a student athlete, so I couldn't really get like a 9-to-5 or even just work at like a fast food. So I started a hair business for braiding hair for students on campus. And then I started marketing it on social media. And that was just my way in. Was my way in. So I used that to leverage to be able to get internships because a lot of it was like, oh, you need 1 to 2 years of experience. I didn't have that. But I was able to use the social media marketing I did for my hair business to get internships. So one of my first internships was at Jumpstart in Cleveland.
Interesting. They are amazing. Jumpstart is like... Like there's Bounce in Akron. Is that similar to that?
It's similar. They're more focused on tech businesses. And they just have a bigger pool of small businesses that they work with. I still love them to that day. Shout out to Jumpstart. I love y'all.
Love that.
But yeah, I interned there. And then as soon as I interned there, it opened the door for a lot of internships after that. And I just started paving my path with getting more and more experience I could in social media marketing.
That is phenomenal. What a great idea. So often we don't, everybody says you have to have experience to do a thing, but they won't give you a chance to get the experience to do the thing.
Exactly.
Especially if you need experience to get an internship. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, you're the thing that's supposed to give me experience. So to any college students out there, any young professionals, anybody out there who's thinking I can't get any experience, now there's opportunity to build your own experience and or partner with people probably locally in your community who need help with something like this where you can get some experience. So talk to me a little bit about your background. Now, I know we'll get back into social media, but you have a very unique background.
I do.
And your business name has something to do with that. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So originally from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I am considered a CODA, which is stands for Child of Deaf Adults. So I grew up with two deaf parents, and I have a lot of deaf relatives on my dad's side. Like, it's my dad, it's two of my uncles, my cousins.
Wow.
Like, so sign language is definitely a language that I use heavily in the household. And
you can sign right now anything.
I could sign.
Okay,
could
sign while you're talking. Can you sign everything? Okay.
I can say, hi, my name is Juanita.
She ain't been with the family that much recently. So she walk in, she like, hi. They're like, what's up? She like, hi. Okay, I can do that too. All right, you can sign. Go ahead. Hi, my name is Juanita.
Hi, my name is Juanita. And then you spell it J-U-A-N-I-T-A.
Interesting. Okay, we'll get in. My daughter was really getting into sign language. And I think she's actually going to take sign language in the next couple years. She had to wait past her freshman year. So the child of deaf adults is a CODA.
Yes.
And that sounds fascinating, okay? Mm-hmm. Because to all of us children out there whose parents were like, you're making too much noise, you're doing too much, sit down. I don't know. I mean, I have so many thoughts. I have jokes. I have a lot of stuff in my head. I'm trying to, you know, make sure I don't. What was that like?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you could be doing anything or saying anything. They don't care.
The music was blasting.
Was it?
The music,
because you could just kick it in and enjoy it.
I was just kicking it. Yeah. I couldn't get away with, like, talking back or saying things because my parents were really good with lip reading. Right.
But if you turn around like the rest of us did... slamming doors, talking junk, then he's getting in trouble.
Yeah. So it was definitely interesting, but I don't know. A lot of people don't truly know, like, deaf people can still do everything. Yeah. Like, my mom is such a good dancer. Wow. She loves to dance. She can drive. Like, she's so creative. She's into, like, makeup and fashion. Like, I always say, because people think that...
Your mom looks so young, by the way. I don't know how old your mom is. I recently saw your mom on social media, and I reached back out to you. I was like, you sure that's your mom? Like, like your sister or something, but okay.
Yeah, she's pretty. Yes. She's 45, so she's okay. She's kind of young.
I ain't that far apart in age. Okay, yeah, gotcha. That makes sense.
So, I don't know. I used TikTok during COVID to really spread awareness on, like, being a CODA and shining a light on, like, the talents that my mom had. We got pretty viral with posting dancing videos because people were like, she can dance? I'm like... Yeah, she can dance. Like, she learned the move. She good.
Right. She can see. She can see what to do, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's real interesting.
Interesting. Okay. So, this is a whole topic, and one day she may even do a show about things like this. I think it would be fascinating because there's probably many of you out there who aren't aware that there's others out there who are dealing with this. Mm-hmm. And I say dealing with this. What do you think about the term dealing with this? Is it something to be dealt with, or is it just normal life? What is that like? I don't know.
I mean, it is a barrier. Like, hearing is super important in our daily lives. But, like, at the same time, like, I know when I think of my mom, like, she's super proud to be deaf.
Interesting.
She doesn't like to use the word disability when people talk about her deafness. Like, she's mm-hmm. proud of it. And there's a whole community of deaf people. Like, if you guys watch the movie Coda, like...
There's a movie called Coda. When did that come out?
Maybe like 3 years ago. It's really good.
Okay.
But it gives you a really good perspective of, like, living in the deaf household.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I watched that movie, I kind of felt like I was watching my life.
Interesting.
Just like the frustrations of, it's about this girl who has two deaf parents. She really wants to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of the barriers that came within the household and, like, the parents getting opportunities for, like, getting a job and all that type of stuff. Like, I connected with that movie.
Wow.
So there's just, I can't even remember what I was saying.
No, you were talking about being a CODA and what it was like.
Yeah,
I asked you if it's like, I said the challenges or something along those lines, because people talk in those terms, and I was wondering if it felt like a challenge, or you said it is a barrier.
It is a barrier, but at the same time, a lot of people in the deaf community see it as something that makes them unique, which it is something that makes them unique for sure.
Interesting. A child of deaf adults. I love that. So... you started doing TikTok and things with your mom. Did you say that's where your passion for social media came in? Was it just growing up in that generation? How did social media play into your life in general?
I feel like social media played into my life. I want to say it was probably just growing up, you know, Gen Z, we're always on our phones, always posting on Snapchat, Instagram, all those things. So it was kind of like second nature. Uh-huh. It wasn't something I really needed to learn.
Right.
And then I feel like as soon as I went into college, I was like, oh, this is a job.
Mm.
I got to teach people how to take a picture and use the word filter and caption. Like, oh, okay. Let me make some money doing that.
Right. I can pay for that. Somebody out there listening, you can pay for that. Let's talk about that real quick. There's a lot of businesses
mm-hmm.
that have... let's say they have the vehicle, but they don't know how to get it on the road.
Yeah.
Right. They have stuff, they have products, they have services, they have a great mission, vision, values. They're a great business, but they came up in a time where you put ads in a newspaper, you put your name and picture in the yellow pages. You maybe get a TV commercial if you have enough money for that. That is what they know. That's not that old, to be honest.
Yeah.
That model, especially when you talk about television ads and things, is not that old of a model. So they figured they finally know what to do, and now it's totally different. When you look at the opportunities to help businesses, what does the landscape look like for you?
What do you mean by landscape?
Like, in my opinion, is there's a lot of people out there who need this. When you think about it, are a lot of businesses, in your opinion, missing the opportunity to maximize social media? Ooh. Do you think more now, mostly people have figured it out?
No, I definitely think a lot of businesses are missing out on this opportunity. It's a free platform to market your services, to market your vision, what you're doing. Yeah. And then also, there's so many people now that's on social media. And there's so much reach. Like, people don't have to follow you to be able to see your posts nowadays. It's wild. Right? It's so crazy.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like that at first.
Yeah.
You had to be connected to see a portion of your connection stuff.
Yes.
And the TikTokification, shout out to Gary Vee, who says things like that. The TikTokification of social media now, more and more are showing your content to just anybody.
Yes. Right? Which is, I think, a very much so like a missed opportunity. There's so many different ways to leverage social media to be able to grow, to build brand awareness, to get some sales, to even just get in front of certain people that I feel like a lot of people or even just businesses don't know how to get there, or maybe don't know how to navigate it correctly. And that's something that I like to kind of just help businesses walk through.
I love that. When you look at you do social media audits. So shout out to anybody out there who's interested in a social media audit. I think it's one of the best and most great introductory level ways that you can help a business is by looking at their social media pages and saying, that ain't right. No, it's like getting somebody to check your outfit and say, well, if you want to show up as a professional, I see what you've been wearing. Thank you for showing me these pictures of what you've been wearing. But actually, you should change the way you have that set up or change the way you present yourself if you're looking for specific opportunities.
Exactly.
And you've done that for me. And shout out to Juanita, who is now, we have a collective agreement between Coda Social and Lucas Live Media. So I'm so excited to have her on helping us, as well as helping our clients who we do branded podcasts for and other things and other content creation. But when we think about that, I think when you think about like a social media audit, when you look at it, what do you think? What are some of the basics that most people are missing?
Ooh, the basics would be their usernames, especially if it's a business.
That fast? Just the username? They already messed up at the username.
Yes, people have to be able to search you. If your username isn't close to what your business name is, like when I'm thinking in my head, oh, Chick-fil-A, I'm going to write Chick-fil-A. But if your username isn't Chick-fil-A,
user 10074,
then how are people going to find you?
Quick tip. Everybody pay attention.
And then I would say your caption, like your captions to be, you know.
What is a caption?
Oh, not your caption. Your bio.
Okay, your bio. Okay, help us out. Okay, so somebody doesn't know. So walk us through as though we don't know. What the heck is a bio?
So if we're thinking about Instagram, so your username's up top and then your bio is like right under your profile picture. Mm-hmm. It's kind of that thing that describes your business. It describes your page. So I say like sometimes people might not have enough on there, or some people might just have a little bit too much. Like you don't want it to be super wordy,
right?
You kind of want it to be quick things, and even add some emojis in there, like make it cute.
Okay.
But quick things that really just define, you know, what your business is and what people can expect looking at your page. So those are the top two things that I look at. And then also just like SEO. So like
let's talk about it. I'm gonna ask the questions to break down something that's common to you. Now, SEO came from the internet world pre-social media.
Yes.
SEO stands for a search engine optimization, correct? So when you guys see SEO, if you ever built a website on any platform, like a website builder, they like, well, what do you want to do with your SEO? And most, I know for me, I'd always get to that point and be like, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Just do it, you know, whatever. But big businesses have probably teams of people who make sure they are optimized to be searchable.
Yes.
So that somebody types in plumber and their business pops up fast.
Yes.
Now, some people on the internet are paying, and we're going to talk about how social media works versus just the internet. But the internet, some people are paying for ads. So a lot of times on Google, the first several, it says sponsored next to because it's letting you know they just paid like they're wrong, but they paid to be there. Once you get past the sponsor, those are people who just have great search engine optimization.
Yes,
they're trusted sites. They have a lot of visitors, no problems. So talk to us about what does search engine optimization mean in the world of social media?
So search engine optimization. For me, it just means really being intentional with the words and the ways that you're describing your business. Mm-hmm. So there's a really cool hack that you can do on Instagram with SEO. Mm-hmm. It's under your profile, so you have your username up top, and then it also asks you for your name. So that usually is kind of SEO, because if someone wants to search up your personal name on Instagram, your page will show up.
Love that.
But people usually use that to describe the industry that their business is in. Oh. Like, for example, instead of putting my name under my business page, I put social media manager. So then when people search social media manager, I even put Ohio so it could even target it a little bit more. When people search for social media managers in Ohio, I'm going to make sure my page pops up.
I like that.
Yeah, so it's really cool. And it's free.
Talk to us about that, right? Now, there is a way to pay to play, right? Yeah. Just like there is on the internet, you can come up higher in the search because you're a sponsored link and you pay Google AdWords or whatever it is. Or the general concept, though, is it's free. Talk to us about your mindset and even from your education about the fact that we now have a way to market ourselves to the world freely with no cost.
I think that it's just so valuable, especially with the amount of traction, the reach, like the success you truly can build on social media. Like, it's actually crazy. Like, I feel like every day I'm on TikTok and someone will like accidentally post a random video and it's viral, but then that video changes their life.
That's fascinating.
Like, yes, that's why I'm just such a big advocate for social media marketing. It's a free platform. It's out there. Like, not using it, I think, is just such a missed opportunity.
I love that. So the platform is free, but what do you think about paying someone to help them with it? As you have a business around that, you're doing it as business, but why should someone out there consider, okay, it's free. That was what you just said. Now you want me to pay you? That sounds crazy. Why is it worth it for them to pay you or someone else to help them either with setting it up, optimizing it, and or full-on management of it? Why is that worthwhile?
I think over the years, with the changes in technology and even with more people hopping on social media and seeing the opportunities that people can get from there, it's no longer a platform where you can just like post just to post and like hope that something sticks or hope that someone will see it.
Yeah.
Because now there's algorithms. Now there's a lot of people knowing that this is a good thing to jump on. And now you're competing against
Pepsi,
people all over the world.
And all of them. And then people all over the world.
Exactly. Right. So with that being known, there's certain things that you really have to do to be able to compete and just stand out on that platform, especially with so many users, so many different people kind of in that playing field. There's certain ways that you have to present your content. There's certain ways you have to present your page.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I can't remember what the statistic was, but there was a statistic that said that if someone that's a potential customer looks at your page and it doesn't look like it's visual appealing, they can't understand like what your business stands about, a few seconds after them scrolling on your page, they're gone.
Wow. That makes sense. You know, I know that makes sense because I do it.
Yeah.
I look at stuff. And that's what I think people have to think about. It's easy. It's the term I think of is like ethnocentric, which is thinking your culture is the only culture, the dominant culture, or all the world should revolve around, centered around your culture. So people who are ethnocentric talk, think, act. They're like, oh, you don't eat this. You don't listen to this music. You don't, because they think everything should be based on their business.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, based on their culture. I think other people think of that about their business. They assume everybody cares. I assume no one cares. I assume nobody cares about my business unless I give them reason to. Mm-hmm. And I put it in front of them. And I put it in front of them in an appealing way. And I put it in front of them in a way that makes it make more sense than even the other company, because I might introduce them to the idea. I do branded podcasts and content creation. Well, I might make somebody think, huh, I didn't even think I could hire somebody to do that. But then while I open your mind to it, you might still think, well, I'm still not going to use him. Let me go find out who else can do it.
Exactly.
Right? So I think too many businesses and too many people, especially small businesses, entrepreneurs, they just think the world is going to care instantly because they make a post.
No, right? No. And you really have to be intentional with what you're posting. I think it's really important for small businesses to tell their story and truly connect with their audience. There's already a big trend with like people wanting to support small businesses. Yes. People get connected to why you started. People get connected to your story, being an entrepreneur, like the value. And so you really have to be intentional when you're trying to market yourself and think of like, okay, how will people come back? How will people connect with my business? What's that value?
I love that.
Yeah.
Now, you're young in your career, but you've been making moves already. I met you through an organization you were working with, and now you're working for United Way.
I am working for United Way, yes.
That's a beautiful organization. A lot of people know about it all over the world. Talk to us a little bit about the United Way in general and just the fact that they're such an impactful organization. And now you're bringing social media to a founded organization like the United Way? What's that like?
Yes. So United Way is definitely a really big national organization. Each city has their own United Way. So mm-hmm. there's United Way in Canton. There's one in Akron, one in Cleveland, mm-hmm. and they all focus on different things, which is really unique.
Okay.
And so the United Way of Greater Stark County, we focus on the needs in that community, in Stark County. Mm-hmm. And the biggest need that I don't know if a lot of people know yeah. is childhood poverty.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids and families that don't have the resources. They're struggling financially. They're struggling to put food on the table.
Yeah.
And that's a really big need in Stark County. And so knowing that United Way pulls all the data that they know, mm-hmm. And they use that to really just build awareness and build campaigns to be able to solve that issue.
Yeah.
And so with hopes that 10 to 20 years from now, that won't be the biggest pressing issue in this county.
That's phenomenal and amazing. And I did not know until you were working there and you mentioned yeah. it to me that the United Way focuses in the city or the area, Greater Stark County, our county, based on what the biggest need is. And the fact that childhood poverty is still an issue.
Yes.
And that it is an issue in this town that is not... it's not a big city. It's not Cleveland. We're actually smaller than Akron, even for people who are outside of Ohio. But some of these city names may come to mind, like you may know LeBron James or something. that's 20 minutes up the road from us, yeah. right? And to think that children are still struggling, and we still see them. They're still at sports. They're still at school.
Yeah.
We're still expecting them to go get their education and be okay. And all of these things is a big issue. And the fact that you guys are tackling it is important. Now, a social media manager for business.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. What somebody out there owns a business. Somebody out there is in a leadership position at an organization that's doing mm-hmm. really well. It's not a small business anymore. They have hundreds or even thousands of employees. Why should they employ a social media manager?
I think it just helps with, you know, putting out that message. Especially with it being a free platform. Like United Way, we're still a nonprofit, but we can't spend a whole bunch of money on marketing. So we yeah. leverage social media to really be able to bring awareness about the issues in this community.
Yeah.
And then we also have a lot of resources. We connect with our community partners. So using that platform as a way to just really help people mm-hmm. is really what we've leveraged it for.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that businesses now have the opportunity and now seeing the need for it. Now, when you yes. went to school for it, when you got to your fifth major. what made you think like, I mean, you were like, yeah, you can make money, but did you think like, I mean, how much money though? It's a free platform. What was your thought and what was your goal when you did it?
I mean, I honestly had no clue.
Okay.
Like I kind of just, it wasn't really like trending, like social media managers and social media marketing. It wasn't as big when I was in school. So I really had no way to gauge like if it was something that would even be able to
be a viable job. But
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But I think that just over time, just seeing the potential and seeing mm-hmm. that there was going to be a need
right.
for it, I was like, oh, yeah, this is definitely going to be something that people are going to absolutely need for their businesses.
I think it's huge. And I think our partnership makes so much sense because whereas I'm in the space of helping businesses and individuals create the podcast of their dreams to drive awareness, to create yes. content, one of the things people need, they need a social media manager, but they need something to manage. If you just are thinking you're going to share the clips from everybody else and you have no original thought or no yes. original content, people are going to be like, well, why should I follow you? I'm just going to go follow the person you shared their thing.
Yes.
And while it's great to share other people's thing because it shows support and the algorithms like that you're engaging other people and not just selfishly sharing, posting, it is very important that you create your own platform and get your voice out there, which is why I decided to help businesses and organizations and individuals create the podcast that can create the community to drive their business in the direction they want it to go.
Yes.
And with someone like you now on board to help us now take the vehicle I'm helping them build and get it on the right road to yes. go to the places they want to go, I think is absolutely phenomenal.
I agree. And like, I definitely think that what you're doing is super important too, because that content creation piece mm-hmm. goes hand in hand with social media. Right. I can tell you all the right things to do and all the right things to post,
right.
but then it's up to you to create that content to post it. And right. if you can't do that, then
there's nothing to manage.
There's nothing to manage. Right. Yeah. So content creation is definitely another important piece with social media. Just yeah. that visual approach and being able to kind of leverage, you know, those things to tell that story and to sell your business is super yeah. important.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. All right. We're going to wrap this thing up. We want to thank everybody out there who is watching this podcast, this episode of Lucas Live or listening to this. I'm really excited. We're kicking off a new season of sorts. I started this several years ago. I've done hundreds of episodes, but You may not have heard hundreds of episodes on your favorite podcast platform, because prior to now, I wasn't posting them to Spotify and Apple and wherever you're listening from. So I'm glad to be here now. You can find our episodes on YouTube. So go follow us and check us out at Lucas Live Media. We also produce other shows, which we'll share more information about. And one day we're going to get this young lady here to do a show on some topic that she's passionate about, because there's so many things that she could share. But if you could tell the people how they can learn more about you, how could they follow you? How can they find out more about you?
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Coda Social, CodaSocial, Coda Social. And then you'll be able to see my business. Feel free to connect with me if you have a question or even just want some resources. There's tons of free resources for small business owners as far as social media marketing or even marketing in general that I would be happy to give to you guys.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
You.
It was so much fun. How do you feel now?
I feel good. Like, okay. I want to keep going.
Oh, do you? See, you got a time stop. See, we could have kept going. So she got somewhere to be. So we're going to end this episode now out of respect for that. But I'd love for you to come back.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank
yeah, you
for
come back anytime.
Me.
You know, you're the social media manager. You come in anytime. You know, we make it happen. You know, my studio is your studio. All right, everybody. Well, thank you guys so much for listening, for watching. Please make sure you like and subscribe. Follow us on all social media platforms at Lucas Live Media. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and or it's called X now, and TikTok and everything. I don't always remember that. We are here to educate, motivate, and liberate everybody. We want to teach you something new. We want to motivate you to take what you've learned and do something with it, because education without motivation is stagnation and you don't get anywhere, or constipation, which is even worse. Liberation. We want to liberate you. We want to set you free. We want you to feel free to do and be what you were created to be, and live that out and live the life of your dream. So thank you so much for checking us out here at Lucas Live, here at Lucas Live Media Masterpiece. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.